This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Transportation Safety Administration, or TSA, is piloting self-screening security lanes. Self-checkout lanes at retail stores were first introduced in the 1980s. Now, the Transportation Security Administration is adopting the same concept for airport security. Last March, passengers with TSA PreCheck departing from Las Vegas's Harry Reid International Airport were able to participate in a self-screening pilot program. TSA officers still check IDs and perform secondary screenings of flagged luggage, but passengers scan their own bags and themselves with limited additional interaction with agents. John Fortune, a program manager with the Department of Homeland Security, said the goal is not to make security lines move faster, but rather to improve the passenger experience. Fortune said, "It's primarily to reduce the officer burden at the checkpoint and make it a more pleasant, passenger-friendly experience." The Montana Supreme Court has upheld a Missoula judge's decision to temporarily block the state's 2023 law that bans certain medical treatments for transgender minors. In a nearly unanimous Montana Supreme Court ruling written by Justice Beth Baker, the state's high court found that based on Montana's constitutional right to privacy, the state district court judge was correct when enjoining the Republican Senate Bill 99 that put limits on medical care from taking effect last fall. The Republican supermajority Montana legislature passed Senate Bill 99, and Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte signed the bill into law. The bill prohibited medical providers from prescribing puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and rare surgeries for minors diagnosed with gender dysphoria. The bill also enforced penalties on healthcare practitioners. A similar law in Tennessee has progressed to the United States Supreme Court, which heard oral arguments over the matter in early December. The Montana Supreme Court found that the banned treatments are within the professional scope of licensed medical providers and are widely approved for the treatment of gender dysphoria, a recognized medical condition. The court also agreed with Missoula Judge Jason Marks that state laws must clear a high legal threshold to infringe on an individual's medical privacy. The High Court wrote, "We have repeatedly reaffirmed Montana's broad personal autonomy privacy right. The legislature may restrict this fundamental right to privacy only when it can demonstrate a medically acknowledged bona fide health risk. In those instances, the law must be tailored narrowly so that it is the least onerous path that can be taken to achieve the state objective." The Montana Supreme Court found that Senate Bill 99 does not appear narrowly tailored. Rather, the justices wrote, "It affords no room for decision-making by a patient in consultation with their doctors and parents. The statute is a complete ban, prohibiting individualized care tailored to the needs of each patient based on the exercise of professional medical judgment and informed consent." In 2024, the United States Postal Service debuted its much-anticipated electric vehicles in Athens, Georgia. The new vehicles will replace 30-year-old mail trucks that have a reputation for being noisy, smelly, and gas-guzzling, getting just 9 miles a gallon. The old mail trucks also don't have many safety features, ample room for drivers to stand, or air conditioning. Now, the updated trucks are energy-efficient, quieter, more spacious, loaded with modern safety features, and perhaps most importantly for drivers, equipped with air conditioning. The USPS will roll out the electric mail trucks across the country within the next few years. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.